Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where the hosts are always fast and free. Here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Don't wait another second. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. And I went and found the email that eBay sent out, and I got a copy of it on the 6th, so 2 days ago, regarding the promoted listings just got better. Because great news, now you can take advantage of promoted listings for your unique and one-of-a-kind items. But this is the small print. Promoted listings is rolling out for fixed-price, single-quantity items for the original beta participants, so that's one group, and then sellers in the following categories: sports memorabilia, cards and fan shops, stamps, antiques, consumer electronics, art, video games, and consoles, and musical instruments and gear. So those are the first categories. If you're a member of the beta program, if you were brought into the beta program, I believe it's for all categories. But for all other sellers who aren't in the beta program, the promoted listings feature is now open for single quantity fixed price listings in the following categories: sports memorabilia, card and fan shop, stamps, antiques, consumer electronics, art, video games and consoles, and musical instruments and gear.
Okay. Thank you. So before we go back to the summer vacation tips on how to take summer vacation, remember, when you're taking that summer vacation, you need to let your employees know when you'll be on vacation.
Yes.
Or your honey bunny or whoever's going to be left behind to help you during that time for some eBay sellers. For instance, don't forget to register as soon as possible for eBay Open 2017. You want to maybe put your store on vacation during that time. It's going to be at the MGM Grand, July 25th through the 28th. It's the seller event of the year, featuring eBay education and inspiration, live broadcasts of eBay Radio, and Vegas Baby. Spaces are limited, so hurry on over to ebayopen2017.com. That's ebayopen2017.com, because you're going to come have your vacation with us. Lupe in Reston, Virginia, Hapa Chico. Hey, Lupe, what's your question or comment?
Nothing, just a comment, Lee. Like, I called you last time, and I told you I was ready to move to the next level. Guess what? I can't do it. You know why? Because every time I post, I sell. So I can't do it.
I'm so sorry.
You know that? That's what it's all about. We do not want to collect. And I believe maybe 15 years ago, Chris made a statement. I don't want to collect a museum.
You know what, Lupe? We're having trouble understanding you because of your phone today.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay. So I was saying this statement is, Chris made that statement like maybe like 10 years ago and say like, I don't want to be a museum. I want to sell, right?
So. Oh, you don't want to be a museum. You want to sell. Okay.
No, we don't do that, right? So with the changes that happen in technology, it's overnight, right? So obviously we are on a platform that is top-notch technology. And our vision is to sell, not to maintain. We don't do that, right? It's a wise business person. If you're doing business in eBay, you're selling unique items, which I do. I'm not the A-word or the E-word. I have unique items, however, many changes has happened. I had to go and rework my work. You know why? Technology changes.
Exactly.
And it is what it is. So I can sit here and call you and complain like, of course I did that. And it took me 2 events. I went to Chicago, I went to Dallas, and I was reaching out. Dude, we all are doing the same thing, keeping up. You have to do your business. This is your business. You have to take responsibility, and you have to sit and read and do what you have to do. Calling and complaining that this and this, it doesn't matter. Go the E word, the A word, the same thing is going to happen. For me, you know how scary it is right now? For me, it is this. I have to buy merchandise international to sell. Scary. It's like, oh, my God, I should have a master's degree in relations on whatever.
Border-to-border relations. You know, Lupe, you brought up a good point. Griff, I used to go visit my grandma in New York City every summer.
Granny.
Yeah, and she lived in New York City, and so you'd walk down the streets in the Bronx. She lived in the Bronx. And all the little tiny, right. What we would call boutique owners now, right?
Yeah.
There's a
right.
button store. There's a store that sells needles. You know, those kind of things. And I can always remember walking down the street and seeing these store windows. Some of them had 2 inches of dust on top of everything in the store window. And you would think, my God, have these people worked at all this year? But it's the same thing, Griff, with our eBay listings. She mentioned that you, 10 years ago, you called it a museum. We're not here to have a museum. We're here to sell.
That's not what we do. But you know, the good news is I'm dealing with issues and transactions internationally, and exactly what you explained, where it is in north, east, west, whatever, the world is, I am protected because everything that I'm doing is going to eBay and it's going to PayPal. Anybody that wants to come in and tell me it is wrong, it's not wrong. And believe me, there's sellers and buyers and retail, they're building over. And everyone's credibility, which is something that you cannot buy.
Lupe, thank you very much. As usual, your phone call has given us...
Love you, David.
Given us time to think about the ethics of what we're doing. Thank
Absolutely,
you, Lupe.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So, Griff, it's true. I used to see those little stores. I used to love going to the Bronx, by the way. Being raised as a Southern girl and then getting you to go to the Bronx in the summer.
Sure.
Oh, it was heaven for me.
Yeah.
But I remember all those little stores. It was so much fun because, of course, we lived in the suburbs in Norfolk, Virginia. We didn't have those little stores in our neighborhood.
No, right, the boring old suburbs.
The dust would be a couple inches thick, and we don't want to do that. You don't want to have the dust in your eBay store to be a couple of inches thick. And that's
no, not
what
in
eBay's
your eBay
trying
store.
To help you with.
Maybe in your little shop on, what was the main street in the Bronx? The Grand
Southern
Concourse.
Southern Boulevard. Oh, the Grand Concourse.
Grand Concourse, yeah.
Southern Boulevard. My grandmother lived 163rd and Southern Boulevard, Tiffany Street, which became the free fire zone. A few years later, and after she passed away. But it was a wonderful thing. So let's go back to the summer vacation for eBay sellers, okay?
So we did time it right. Right? Did we do time it right?
And we did plan ahead, too.
Because you want to let your employees know when you're going to be on vacation and make sure your key employees will be in the office during the time. Tell your customers and clients about your plans well in advance so you can make sure they feel confident that their business will be handled in your absence. And if you don't have employees, part of the plan will be putting your store on full vacation.
And that's how an eBay seller tells their customers that you're about your plans, right? You're on vacation.
Exactly.
And how easy is it to do that, Griff?
Well, it's easy. You just go to the Manage My Store link in my eBay or on your store hub page. You'll see it. And then on the Manage My Store page, look for vacation settings in the lower left-hand column of links. Follow the steps from there.
And some people do not do that. Some people actually want to keep their store open the entire time they're in Vegas with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, you know. Mm. If you've got somebody to mail out your items. Listen, we've known people to bring their items with them, haven't we, Griff?
We have,
people
yes.
who have RVs and things tend to bring their stuff with them sometimes. So,
you know, what is it about RVs and getting older? When I was younger, I looked at things like Winnebagos and RVs and I just went, oh, poo-poo. Who was? And now I'm in my 60s and I think, that's pretty cool.
More time and more money on their hands.
Well, I don't know about that. But
some people, you know, it depends on the way you spend your money.
Oh, yeah.
You see a guy going along the internet and he's pulling behind him six motorcycles, two jet skis. You know, that he spends his money on toys, right?
Yeah.
It all depends on where you want to spend your money.
That makes sense.
RVs are a fortune now. They cost more than some homes do.
Oh, they're, yeah. I mean, well, the ones I want to live in cost a fortune, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
So you also, when you're getting ready to take a summer vacation, you want to prepare your employees to handle your duties while you're gone. And that's something you should be training them to do all year.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody needs to, if you're planning on not closing your store, or if you have some outstanding things that, you know, maybe something sold the day you left.
Yeah.
You need somebody to be there to make sure.
Another thing is, some sellers will do this, and this is fine. They'll change the handling time on their listings to reflect the length of time they're going to be away.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Now, you're not going to get the 10% discount on items where the handling time is more than a one business day, but you keep your top-rated seller status, and you'll, if you make sales, you're making sales and presenting to those buyers, you know, an updated, accurate expectation of when that item is going to ship. Or when they, not when it's going to ship, but when they receive it. Because
right.
What the buyer sees is a delivery estimate that's based on your handling time plus the type, the class of service that you've, that you're providing.
Now, Reva also suggests that you develop a plan ahead of time. Please do so.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, this week's closing segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. We love to list, and we love to dish. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
Is there anything we don't love?
A few things I could think of.
Today's very last segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling.
So before we go to the event calendar, because we only have a few left, you know, for the month of June,
yes.
A lot of people don't have their meetups during the summer at all.
That's true.
Yeah. But if you do, be sure to send them in to us.
Send them in.
Please. All you have to do is go to our archive website.
That's it.
And you'll see it right up at the top, you know, where you enter a seller event. And we need to hear from you.
We do. We want to hear
from you. So very quickly going back to the vacation thing, Griff, Reva Lozansky is suggesting that you probably won't be able to stop checking your email and voicemail altogether. Right, when you're on vacation. There may be a problem that comes up. I know for me, I check it the whole time. I'm gone. I can't help it. But try to keep it to a minimum, like once in the morning before you head out for the day and again in the evening before dinner, and let your employees know when you're going to be checking. record a greeting or set an autoresponder that says you're on vacation, who to contact in your absence, and that you'll respond to the call or email when you return. This way your customers won't think you've fallen into a black hole, and you can ignore non-urgent voicemail and email on your trip. Okay? Want to do some events?
I would love to do some. There's only three.
Yeah, there are three for the so far that we've gotten for the month of June. So the first one, why don't you do the first one?
Well, the first one is on June 8th, which is tonight. This is the Greater New York City eBay E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup. It happens at the New York Public Library, the Columbus Branch Basement Community Room. It starts at 5 p.m. and goes to 6:30 p.m. And the topic is essential tax tips for online sellers.
Then on June 14th, next week, the Calgary eBay and Amazon Seller Group Meetup is happening.
Yeah.
Wednesday, June 14th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Alistair Ross Technology Center, Calgary Innovates, Calgary AB. And the topic is, let's just share our eBay experience.
They're just getting started, I think.
Yeah.
On June 21st, which is next Wednesday, the Casa Grande Online eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Betty's Hardy Home in Casa Grande, Grande, Arizona. It's going to be a summertime social swim party and potluck. A lot of alliteration there. Please bring a potluck dish and your spouse or significant other. If you plan on swimming, bring a swimsuit and a towel.
Okay.
Get the hint.
Trivia.
Right.
Okay. Trivia for the new world.
All right.
You go to a potluck dinner.
Yep.
You and your husband.
With your bathing suit and your towel.
I think each of you should bring a plate of food. Because what happens is single people come and they make their little spinach thing and everything and they bring it. And then two people show up and only one of them have to do it.
Mm.
I think that when you're invited to a potluck thing, each person should bring something for the potluck.
Yeah.
Just a, you know, a little thorn in my side through the years.
A thorn in your side?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think there's nothing, you can't go wrong with both of you bringing it. Right?
You have to, yes. It's a nice thing to do.
The thing that's really sad, and this happened to me recently, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I made some pastelillos. These are little Puerto Rican meat pies.
Oh, yes. I love them.
You know, my childhood lifelong friend's mother taught me how to make. And they're not easy. But I made a huge platter full of them for a potluck. No one ate. And they were fantastic. No one ate one. They sat there.
You're kidding.
I felt so terrible for myself.
Oh, and they're delicious. You know, of course, that Melissa's, my daughter's Puerto Rican.
She knows the pastelillo then.
Absolutely, and I've tasted them before too. They're delicious. Green banana in them, right?
You can. You can put platanos. You can put,
right.
What's the, you know, they all have the one thing in common, which is the minced meat with onion and capers and olives and raisins. And I forget
so
what that's called. There's a name for that. And, they go into, you roll out pastry and then there, you fry them in Crisco. It has to be Crisco. At frying temperature in a big cast iron pan, and you fry them in batches. And they're fantastic.
They
get little bits
one.
Of egg.
Hmm? You should have taken them on the platter and explained to people what they were.
I tried. People went, oh, that's
I'm
nice.
I'm so sorry.
And they went for the green bean casserole and the nachos and the mac and cheese.
They don't know.
Yeah,
you know
it's a sad life.
So it's
being
got potato in it, too.
So they can have potato. Mine didn't. Mine has diced egg, capers, this hamburger mix that has onions, garlic, and seasoning. And I forget, lots of stuff. They're fantastic. They're really good.
So
raisins are important.
Malanga, Yautia also, Y-A-U-T-I-A. I was looking it up because I remember she used to put some stuff in it. Melissa's grandma.
Yeah.
Aurelia, by the way, who's not feeling too well right now. Hello,
yeah.
Aurelia.
It's called picadillo.
Oh.
That's what the ground beef is. and everyone has different recipes for it. So it's Spanish ground beef, and you can use it in empanadas. You can use it in pastelitos.
Oh, you can make chorizo, too.
You can make chorizo in it, too. Yeah, yeah. Mine didn't have chorizos, but
I think
anyway.
It's also Cuban style, too.
Yeah, there's a Cuban style.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's not from Puerto Rico. She's from, what's the other country on the island with Puerto Rico? Why am I having a brain moment?
Dominican Republic?
Yeah, the Dominican Republic, right. Mm-hmm.
Well,
anyway,
I'm sorry that happened.
I don't know how
to
we
you.
Got off on that.
Well, but. It's awful when you bring something to a potluck and nobody wants your potluck.
Yeah, it really does.
It's bad,
not,
honey.
It's terrible for your self-image.
It is. It's, you never forget it.
Yeah.
So what's on for this weekend, Griff? Is Howie feeling okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He's feeling much better.
Good.
This weekend, it's just staying at home this weekend.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
And relax. Well, we're going to go to the Lavender Festival. You know, there's one up in Northern California, but we didn't even know we have one here.
Oh, wow.
But we do. It's a lavender farm.
Yeah.
And we're going tomorrow. Rob and Elaine, my brother and sister-in-law, and John and I, we're going to see all the beautiful, that smells so good, you know.
Yeah,
lavender is just
great.
Wonderful. Yeah. So we're going to go
there. You can buy
there.
Lavender on eBay, you know.
And yes, you can. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to look that up right now.
Yeah, you can get some great products, herbal products on eBay. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. We'll be live again on Tuesday, June 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific with eBay Radio. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
On the third Sunday in June, everybody's heart belongs to Daddy. Make it easy to shop for him by creating a store category for Father's Day gifts. Then list those vintage neckties. Dads also dig sports stuff, cool tools and gadgets, automotive accessories, even manly jewelry and fragrances. Hipster dads will appreciate your funky Hawaiian shirts, while brand name dress shirts are always a smart choice. Certain collectibles may also appeal to pops. Promote your Father's Day category via social media and a store newsletter. If you have multiple quantities, try promoted listings. No matter who's your daddy, his perfect gift is waiting on eBay.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.